I'm going to start with a question. Are we living charitably? There's so much in God's Word about charity or love, and so much need for it in the world. So much of a lack of it. 1 Peter 4:8 says, "And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins." John 13:34 and 35, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." So that's what people are going to see. That's how people are going to know that we're Christ's disciples, is by our love. And so often, it doesn't come out like it should. It's interesting that it's called, in verse 34 of John 13, it's called a new commandment. But if you think about it, the other commandments hang right on that. Loving God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and loving our neighbor as ourself. If I love you, I'm not going to want your stuff. I'm not going to kill you. So many of the other commandments hang right on that. I'm going to read part of 1 Corinthians 13. Starting verse 1. "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long, and is kind. Charity envieth not, charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things." Lots of qualities there to love, and how it doesn't get angry, suffereth long, it's kind. Matthew 22:37-40. Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." So how do we do this? Proverbs 17:9. "He that covereth a transgression seeketh love, but he that repeateth a matter separateth very friends." If we love each other, why do we go over to this person and talk about our friends, who we call our friends, in the ways we sometimes do? Matthew 7:3. "And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considereth not the beam that is in thine own eye?" It's so easy to look at each other and see things in each other that we think there's something wrong. They're just not where they should be. And none of us is perfect. None of us is where we should be. But we all have Christ to come to, and everybody else does just as much as each one of us. So, God is our judge. Let's encourage each other rather than secretly imagining all the bad reasons behind their actions and talking about the annoying, odd things about them. Romans 14:4. "Who art thou that judgest another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth. Yea, he shall be holden up, for God is able to make him stand." And actually, I was going to read a few verses before that, too. Romans 14, 1 to 4. Him that is weak in the faith, receive ye, but not to doubtful disputations. For one believeth that he may eat all things, another who is weak eateth herbs. Let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not, and let not him which eateth not judge him that eateth, for God hath received him. Who art thou that judgest another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth. Yea, he shall be holden up, for God is able to make him stand. Are we really loving each other when we're judging each other? Ephesians 4:32, and be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. And the verse before that says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. What happens if we aren't acting lovingly? Proverbs 20:19, he that goeth about as a talebearer revealeth secrets. Therefore, meddle not with him that flattereth with his lips. If people learn that you're only bluff, what are they going to want to share important things with you and sensitive things? Probably not. Proverbs 26:22, the words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. When we talk about each other in a bad light, it can hurt them really bad. Don't always know it right away. Matthew 5:22-24. But I say unto you, that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. It's so important not to be calling each other names and holding grudges. They hurt really bad. Sometimes, oftentimes, probably more for the person that's holding it against the other. If you have somebody holding a grudge against you, it doesn't feel good, but it's gonna really hurt the person that's holding it. I'm going to just give an example here. Suppose I buy a new car, and Raymond comes along on his moped, not being very careful, and he swipes the back of the trunk, makes a scratch the whole way across the back, brand new. And I have a couple options. I can go up to Raymond and say, you know, you owe me a $500 trunk. That's really bad. You need to be more careful. And then when he just keeps riding away, brushes it off, I can go to him every time I see him and remind him, I have this scratch the whole way across the back of my car, and I really don't like it. I need you to take care of it. What difference is it going to make, really? My car is, I'm not going to drive it on golden streets. I'm just going to have it probably at the most maybe 20 years or something. And the other option is I can go to him and tell him that, you know, it probably feels, I'm understanding he's probably feeling really bad. And I can tell him that, don't worry about it. Don't stress out about it. It'll be fine. And I can forgive him right there. And we can go on. He can take care of it if he wants to. Or he can just say, it's all right. He forgave me. And he can accept that. Who am I to hold that against him? And to pester him about it. It's going to bother me as much as it does him. What does it matter? I'm going to drive it around a while, and then like I said, I'm not going to be driving on Golden Street, so it doesn't really make that much difference. Matthew 18:21-35. I'm going to read another example. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times 7. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. But forasmuch as he had not to pay him, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife, and children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him, and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went, and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, and came and told unto their lord all that was done. Then his lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desiredst me. Shouldest not thou then also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth, and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. I think most of this stuff comes back to just the need for godly love for each other and for following the Holy Spirit, then we should have that. It's the first of the fruits of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, good, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. So what comes of love? What does that do for us? Do we get anything back? John 3:16. I should be able to quote it. I thought of this happening. Put on the spot. That's right. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. It makes a way for us to live for eternity if we believe. And 1 John 3:16. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because we laid down his life. He laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Should be coming out in strong ways. And again, Jesus says, By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. It's how people will know. If they see us really loving each other, that's how they're going to know that we're Jesus' disciples. 1 John 4:18a, There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. If love's misdirected, then it causes issues. Like the love of money is the root of all evil. And Samson, his love for Delilah, turned against him. So, let's have a love for God and for each other. And seems pretty unnatural sometimes, but God's always there, and we can ask him to help us. Thank you.